8 after 6, a peak hour congestion charge should be introduced into Melbourne CBD to ease the city's traffic woes, a Grattan Institute report says. Marion Terrell, Transport and Cities Program Director of the Grattan Institute. Marion, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
What about the, if you have a congestion tax, that the struggling mother of six pays the same congestion tax as Bill Gates?
Well, if only Bill Gates lived in Melbourne, is what I'd say. But the reality is that most of the people who drive to the CBD are doing really well. Because the majority of people take public transport. So the kind of people who drive to the CBD are much more likely to be earning six-figure salaries than the rest of us. And so in Melbourne, for example, they're typically earning $650 more on average, like they're earning close to $2,000 a week.
So what you're saying is you're aiming to get the Bill Gateses anyway, that you regard it as a rich person's tax.
I do. Very predominantly, it'll be wealthier drivers who pay it.
Do we care whether or not it's wealthy or poor drivers who are paying it? Don't you just want to clean up the city?
I do just want to clean up the city, and it's a really effective way to do it. But I am concerned if it stops lower-income people from getting where they need to go. And the beauty of a CBD congestion charge is that it targets the area where there are the best alternatives in the form of public transport and where the people who are driving today are overwhelmingly much better off than average.
If it's a rich person's tax, they won't be deterred by a congestion tax. The only people who will be deterred will be people on low incomes.
Well, you don't want to deter everyone because, you know, people are driving for all sorts of perfectly good reasons. But what you do want to do is to encourage those drivers who are the most flexible to be flexible and either take their trip at another time or move to public transport or in some cases go to a different destination. If they're going for appointments or shopping, they might be just as happy going somewhere else.
Well, no doubt you've looked overseas to see how it works in various places. Where does it work best?
It's been really successful in London, in Stockholm and in Singapore. And one of the things that's really interesting is lots of cities around the world are showing a great interest. So New York is going to introduce one very shortly, and we're seeing Jakarta and Beijing and various cities are also looking at introducing a congestion tax. All sorts of different types of city, large and poor, large and small, rich and poor, and it is a successful strategy as long as it's well designed for the city that it's in, because of course every city is different.
Just as a matter of interest, Marion, when they introduce the congestion tax in the CBD, will it be operational at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Definitely not.
Thank you.
It'll only be operational when there is congestion, so it doesn't make any sense to tell.
What about a person who has to drive then home when the tax is operational and the only reason they have to drive home is because the only way they could get in at 4 o'clock in the morning was by car? Do they get an exemption from having to pay the tax at 9 o'clock?
No. So the idea is that if you are contributing to slowing everybody else down, that you do get a price signal for that. So if you're leaving in the afternoon when you also have to pay a charge, then you would pay a charge for that.
Good on you. Marion, thank you very much. Marion Terrell.